Warning, the Stone Age Gamer includes a lot of bad language. Cover your mother f***ing ears.
Good evening and welcome to episode 165 of the Stone Age Gamer podcast for the week of September 1st, 2017. I am Chris Randazzo and joining me as always is multi-directional Metal Blade, Dan Ryan.
Really happy you went with that one instead of like a leaf shield or some other, or an air cannon. That would have been sad.
Air shooter's awesome, so's leaf shield. Really, bubble head's the only real...
No, that's the best one.
It's not the best. Just because it's the only thing that kills Wily doesn't make it the best.
Makes it the most important.
It is the most important, but it is certainly not the best. We're trying out another Street Fighter 1 is the most important, because Street Fighter 2 wouldn't have existed. That does not make it the best. Sorry, we're trying out another semi-regular segment this week with our very first music episode featuring songs from the NES classic Mega Man 2. But before we go any further, here's your weekly reminder that you can email us at mail@geekade.com. Just include the word Stone Age Gamer in the subject line in whatever order you like, and you can let us know what you think of the show. Age Stone Gamer.
Age Gamer Stone.
Stoner Age Game. Let us know what you think of our show, what topics you would like us to discuss in the future, or just say hello, because we always want to hear from you, the listener. And in particular, we want to hear from you this time, because we're trying something new. We want to know if you think it's good or bad. So,
yeah, this time we mean it.
We actually mean it. Please, let us know what you think.
All those other times, we couldn't give two shits.
And, I mean, this time, didn't even have them to give. That's a lie. I respond to everything. I respond to our freaking YouTube comments.
I all the fucks that I had to give, I kept in a shed in the backyard, burned the shed down.
Jesus.
Completely out of fucks, Chris.
It's a perfectly good shed.
No, it was a shitty shed, but I didn't give a fuck. The thing, they were all in the shed.
So this week, we are trying something a little different. Way back in April of 2015, I started a video game music podcast called Waveback, which I love. I love doing the show, but unfortunately, doing it has had more and more of a... It's had to take more and more of a backseat as my life gets more and more busy. I was mulling around ways to keep video game music podcasting in my routine, and it occurred to me that video game music isn't too far outside of the realm of things that we could talk about right here on the Stone Age Gamer podcast. And in fact, if you go back and listen to some of our super early episodes, I was doing regular chiptune trivia episodes because I was trying desperately to shoehorn video game music into this podcast pretty much since its inception. Anyway, we're going to try this today and see how it goes in order to kind of save me time in my life from doing Waveback, but still get to do a podcast about video game music. We're shooting for maybe once a month, maybe more, maybe less, never more. Maybe occasionally less, depending on what else is going on in life. Because I'm already thinking of the next couple of months, and we might miss a month. But either way,
probably.
Here we are. Let's get down to brass tacks and listen to some music from Mega Man 2 for the Nintendo Entertainment System. Dan, give me the history of Mega Man 2. Tell me about this game.
Well, Chris, Mega Man 2 was originally released in December of 1988 in Japan, and June of 1989 here in America. If for some reason you've never played the best Mega Man game, or are somehow unfamiliar with Mega Man in totality, do yourself a favor, stop listening to this podcast and go play Mega Man 2.
And then play Mega Man 3 because it's better.
So wrong. Or finish this podcast first, listen to all the awesome music, and then be like, I gotta fucking play this game. If for some reason you still need a refresher course, though, Mega Man 2 is an action platformer that has earned its legendary status with near-flawless gameplay, level design, and of course, music. It's arguably, by me, the best entry in the series, because I'm right, and one of the finest games ever released on the NES. Chris is totally wrong, it's not Mega Man 3. It was the first game in the Mega Man series to set the standard to 8 robot masters instead of 6. It's been released on 358 systems and 6,000 collections. It's a damn fine game. As the story goes, though, the first Mega Man didn't sell well enough to warrant a sequel, but the game's director, Akira Kitamura, wanted to make it happen anyway, so we went straight to the VP of Capcom to get permission. The deal was that if they wanted to make Mega Man 2, they would have to do it while they were also working on other games, and the dev team wound up making a lot of the game during their own personal time. This whole thing, and this is the most stunning part of this, I think.
This is nuts.
Was completed in a couple of months.
That one of the most legendary games ever was completed in a couple of months. And we're not talking about, like, the games of, like, you know, Pac-Man and old arcade-style games.
There's a lot more into this game.
This is a huge game. And a couple of months on their off time. Like, that's what's great about Mega Man 2, and you can feel it in the entirety of the game, is that it is a passion project from beginning, middle to end, and it's wonderful. Yeah.
I mean, like, what I do in my off time is arrange my digital comics.
I organize my video game collection.
You know what I mean? Like, I arbitrarily move files into new folders. I'm like, you know what? I think I want to break these down by year. Like,
and these guys decided, no, we're not going to organize our digital comics that don't exist yet because it's friggin' 1988. We are going to go ahead and just make one of the best games anyone's ever played.
Of all time. All the times, Chris. All the times.
So the Mega Man 2 soundtrack was composed by a gentleman named Takashi Tateshi, originally credited in the game as Ogeretsu-kun, because they used funny names in the credits for old Capcom games, and most old NES games, really.
Yeah, which is annoying when trying to look up information.
Yeah, look at the credits of the original Castlevania for, like, just the best, but... he worked at Capcom for a few years, but eventually moved on to be a sound programmer at Konami, opened his own studio, and various other projects. He's most well-known for the Mega Man 2 soundtrack, obviously, because it's a friggin' work of art, but he also worked on music for 1943 Kai, the arcade version of Willow, which I didn't even know was a thing, mm-hmm. and the TurboGrafx-16 version of Sidearms.
Which is dope.
It is. It's a pretty good game. Fun little fact here, while struggling a bit with the writing the Mega Man 2 soundtrack, Tateshi made a deal with Manami Matsume, the original Mega Man games composer, and she wrote a chunk of the Airman stage for him and helped inspire him to move on. And then he later repaid the favor by writing the Forest Stronghold music from UN Squadron, which is one of my favorite games, one of my favorite soundtracks, and one of my favorite songs from said soundtrack. All facts I learned while looking up information on this game soundtrack, which is good times.
Good times, great oldies.
So what is your history with Mega Man 2? I mean, I know, I'm sure we've talked about it on the show before.
Oh, we have. We've covered it. But it's one of those games where, like, I loved the original Mega Man, but, like, it was a bit weird. The point system always felt very strange to be in that game. Like, why am I playing this for points? And, you know, there's a couple things in the original Mega Man that are a bit clunky, and Mega Man 2 really just perfected everything. I mean, you can argue about whether or not the slide was necessary and really made the game perfect once 3 hit, but just everything about Mega Man 2, you know, when I was a kid, even playing through it, was like, this is brilliant. Like, this is how this should be done. Like, yeah. From now on, just copy this formula and it would be fucking awesome.
See, I played Mega Man 2 first. That was the first Mega Man game I played. And then it was a while later, after having beaten the game a couple of times, I went over to my friend Steve's house, Steve Michoni. And that was the first time I ever saw Mega Man 1. And I was sitting down in his den, living roomish area, and looking through his NES games. Like, you have Mega Man 1? I got to try this. And he let me borrow it. And it was awesome. It was really neat to me going back and seeing where it came from. And, you know, the characters weren't, the character select screen was the full body images and not just the heads. There was only 6 of them. The music has such a different feel in that game, too.
It does.
We did a pair of episodes, you know, with Waveback, where we did Mega Man 1, and then we did Mega Man and Dr. Wily's Revenge for Game Boy back-to-back, and kind of compared those two soundtracks, which was a lot of fun. It's a good soundtrack for the original Mega Man. It's really great music, but if you listen to it with... From 2 on, there is kind of a distinct style to Mega Man music, and a lot of the Mega Man 1 songs don't really fit that style.
They really don't.
It's kind of a weird thing there.
It was lacking a bit of, like, the drive like the forward momentum that a lot of these songs have.
Yeah, I mean, if you listen to like Bomb Man Stage, it's a very kind of chill song.
Yeah.
Like it's not a very invigorating song. And Mega Man music going forward has always been in some form or another driving and invigorating. It's a really good point. It's very, very, very action-y. And some of the music in Eggman Stage, you would expect it to be all super fast and whatnot. And it's really just this kind of happy little tune, which it's one of my favorite tracks in the game, if not my favorite track in that game overall. But it's very odd. The game had a lot of oddities, but I'm really glad they got to get their stuff together and make a Mega Man 2, because this is the game that really made the franchise what it was. It's not as different a leap as Street Fighter to Street Fighter 2, but it is definitely considerable.
Right.
So let's go ahead and start listening to music. What we're going to do is we're just going to listen to a song and then we're going to talk about it. That's the way this is going to work. So the first track we're going to listen to is the intro. This is the song that plays when you boot up the game. You'll get to see the old city and they talk about the cool little story and pans up to the roof and there's Mega Man without his helmet on, hair blowing in the wind, and just a really, really badass intro tune. So without further ado, here is Mega Man 2 intro.
Way that song ends.
Yeah, me too. It's so, just kind of stops.
Do 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 do. It's just so ridiculous. Like, it goes from this incredibly like this epic overture of like the hero about to charge into battle, and then this badass driving like crazy ass song, and then it's just do 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 do. it's silly.
It's almost like it's the conclusion of a opening credits theme from a superhero action sitcom or something.
It
like,
really is.
You could just see the directed by.
Well, like, and it just fits so well with that, like, that opening crawl, like, of the text and going up the building, and like that. Just that felt so like big is not necessarily the word I want to use for it, but like it
very
felt
grand.
Grand. Like, just this big sprawling adventure was about to happen, and then the main track kicks, or the main part of the song kicks in, and it's just like, fuck yes, let's do this. We're gonna kill some robots.
What's particularly fascinating about this one is that the opening segment of this is the ending music from Mega Man 1, which is what I, again, having played Mega Man 2 first and then gone back and done Mega Man 1, which I believe is a much harder game than Mega Man 2 as well.
Oh, by far.
When I finally beat the original Mega Man and I heard that music play, my brain exploded. That is such a cool little piece of continuity. But yeah, I completely agree. Just the way this song kind of shifts up. Now, this track I cut together myself, because when downloading the soundtrack, when doing a straight rip from the game, this is actually split into two different tracks. It kind of ends at the whole little thing, and it just kind of, it doesn't really fade out. It just kind of keeps going like for a creepy long time, and then the track when, you know, this Mega Man's actually standing there, that's a separate track. So I cut these two together to sound kind of the way it sounds when you play the game, because there is no pause there when you're actually playing it.
Right.
Not playing it, watching it. But yeah, you're absolutely right. There's the way that the whole music is very invigorating and really does a great job of setting the stage for what the rest of this game is going to be. But this is also another telltale thing in Mega Man games going forward is the percussion in this. The sounds that they use for the drums, the doom, doom, that kind of weird tom but not a snare drum kind of hit that they do.
Yeah.
There. That's the way these drums sound didn't really happen in Mega Man 1, and these really carry on as the driving force for the rest of the Mega Man,
they're like
the NES franchise.
They're like underwater rototoms.
Exactly.
Which is really weird.
Rototoms.
But yeah, but not like tiny, huge underwater rototoms.
Yes. Which are great for Bubble Man stage.
Absolutely.
All right, so the next song we're going to listen to is a relatively short one, and it's also something that seems to have been repeated throughout the world of Mega Man games, which is oddly happy password music.
Very, very happy.
It's slightly less out of place in this game than in other games. Like Mega Man X and Mega Man 3 probably have the most out of place, overly happy game over slash password screens.
Mm-hmm.
But this one's still, it's a little out of place, but it, not necessarily in a bad way. It's just after you hit start, you'll go to this music, which is the music that is basically menu music in this game. So they call it Password, so that's what I'm calling it. Here's track number 2, Password. Was that not the most thrilling 18 seconds of your life?
I love it, though. Like, it's so familiar and comforting. It's like a warm hug.
It is. It is. They reused this in Mega Man 9, didn't they? Or
9 or 10, I forget.
Was it 9? I know they definitely reused the, which I didn't include here, the weird just, you know, getting an item music that's not
yeah.
really music. Is doom, 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 doom. I know they reused that, but
that was so epic, though. I loved it.
You know what it was? Except for when you got an item. It's like, all right, I get it. I got my item.
Yeah,
and then the screen flashes red, like, and letter by letter, ITEM2ISREA. And it's just going, God damn it. Stop this music. Come on. Can't there be anything even slightly interesting happening? But that's. Different track. This password track, it serves its purpose. It's it kind of dials it back a little bit, which I don't even know. I don't even know if I can necessarily say that this was the intent. But when you're actually going through the progression of this game, you know, you start off with that very light music with the sprawling cityscape, and then it goes to the top of the building, and it's all super energetic, and then you get this password music to kind of calm you down just a little bit. Because then after you select something here, the next music you hear is our next track, which is Stage Select, which is more driving, but not action-y driving. It's like you have to choose your destiny with this next track, which is you're literally what you're doing there. You're picking what the thing you're going to do is. And instead of it being like in the original Mega Man, where it's just this very repetitive kind of odd little song, this is a really kind of like it sounds sinister. You know what I mean? And that's
the shit's about to go down song.
Exactly. Yeah. This is no matter which one of these characters you pick, even if it's Bubble Man, some shit's going to go down. Let's go ahead and listen to it. This is our third track of the evening. This is Stage Select from Mega Man 2. So that right there could have been really droning like in the original game, but I think what really makes that track special is the bass line.
Yeah.
And you'll hear a lot of completely badass bass lines in the soundtrack, but the bass line in that one is so freaking tight. It is so perfect. It just adds just that little flavor of complexity to this song that it needs, and it doesn't need to be a long track. It's 17 seconds is the entire track, including the fade out, and it doesn't need to be any more than that, because you're usually not going to be sitting there too long trying to figure out where you're going next. But it really has that exactly what you were looking for, getting you slightly ramped up for whatever's coming next. And what's neat about this track is that it works so well, kind of heading towards any of the other tracks that it leads into. You know, any yeah. other song you're going to, I mean, obviously, after you hit it, you're going to get the traditional Mega Man. Exactly. You're going to get that little jingle. But after that, it all really just, it flows so seamlessly in all eight different directions, which is, it's a masterpiece. And it's so strange to consider something this short a masterpiece, but it's so flawless in its design that it so seamlessly transitions to every single one of these other tracks so well. It's got that distinct feeling, and this is the central hub of the game. And central hub music, if you're going to have a game with a central hub, it's got to be really good. It's very important to have that be really good music. And I think they knocked it out of the park with this one.
It makes it really easy to imagine, like, Mega Man standing in a room surrounded by doors. Like,
yeah.
Waiting to pick, like, if you put yourself into the game, like, what a first-person view of that might be like if in this weird complex somehow, like, all of this shit was linked together. Kind of like fucking Running Man. It's just ridiculous. But, like, you know, they would go down all the tubes into the different sections of the world. Like, it almost feels sort of like that.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime I can make a reference to Running Man, I'm happy.
Approved.
That movie's amazing.
Officially approved by the Stone Age Gamer podcast. All right, so the next track we're going to listen to, this was interesting. I didn't know how to choose which order we were going to do these Robot Master songs in, so I just picked them in the order that I usually play them. Because unlike Mega Man 3 and onward, Mega Man 2 was a little bit more. The different bosses had the same weakness, you know. Metal Blade
right.
killed a lot of dudes, so you could kind of go about this in any number of ways. So this is typically how I'd play through it, and we would start with the correct choice, I think, no matter how you slice it.
Oh, absolutely.
Is Metal Man, because you can beat Metal Man with your Mega Buster just fine. It's a great fight.
And you can stock up on extra lives.
You can stock up on extra lives. There's an energy tank available in this stage. And then you get Metal Blade, which is just the most overpowered weapon.
It really is. They really should have dialed that
weapon,
back a little
I think,
bit.
I think the only thing that even competes with this is that black hole bomb you got in Mega Man 9. just like, and now I'm making a black hole and everything sinks into it.
And everything is dead.
I don't want to deal with this. Thunk. Done. It's outstandingly awesome. All right, let's go ahead and listen to track number 4 of the evening, Metal Man Stage. Great song. Metal Man Stage from Mega Man 2.
What's so awesome about listening to this shit is, like, I'm sure you're the same way, but in my head, like, while I'm listening to this, I also hear the jumping sounds and the Mega Buster sound. Like, I hear, because I've played this game so many times, and because this game is played in a very particular rhythm in a lot of these stages, like there's supposed to be the jump noise at certain points. You know what I mean? Like, because you as soon as the stage starts, you start running right and ba-doop, and like you jump, and it's just awesome though. It's such a good song. It's very oh man, like it's almost like it would not be out of place in like a fantasy game.
It does have a certain dourness to it. Like it is very actiony and very, very forward moving, but at the same time it does have this kind of just the way that the notes are. There's very few major notes here, and it's got this very slight twinge of dourness to it. To jump back to what you were saying before about hearing the sound effects in the game, that's interesting you say that, because I hear this totally differently. When I'm listening to this music, I kind of get to really hear all the pieces of it that I can't usually hear because of those sound effects, and
that's
really concentrate
true.
On
yeah.
it. And when I'm listening to this music, especially like right now, I'm just seeing the stage. And not really seeing Mega Man playing in the stage. I'm seeing like the pistons and stuff moving in the background and the gears and whatnot, and just the way the colors of this stage seem to match this music so remarkably well. Gotta mention the bass line again. It's just such a really, really smart bass line in this song. It's so driving. It's got so much movement to it. And also another thing that Mega Man music does extraordinarily well is the secondary melody. You'll hear a couple of those really excellent secondary melodies in these songs, but the little that kind of bit that plays over the main melody of the initial chunk of the song is so good. And the way that it then kind of all merges together, the bass line, the secondary medley, and the primary melody, the way they all merge together at those few moments to harmonize with one another is so genius. This is an amazing, amazing song, and not for the sake of shilling, other than the fact that it's totally worth listening to. Banjo-Kazooie does an amazing cover of this song.
He really does.
YouTube that shit immediately.
It's really
super
great.
Good.
It's really great.
So, Rank, I'm curious what your favorite song of the night's going to be. So when it comes up, you make sure you let me know.
I will.
Not including Wily Stage, because... Come on.
No, well, sure.
That's kind of the de facto best song in the game.
Right.
Like
right.
That's too obvious. Your best not Wily Stage 1 song, I'm looking forward to learning.
I'll let
you
know.
Awesome.
Yours is not Metal Man?
Mine is not Metal Man. It is mine is in fact and I go back and forth, but I'm gonna lean towards it this time. I'm gonna say this next one is my favorite track.
Really?
Besides Wily Stage 1.
This one's close to me. For me,
this is an
my
amazing
favorite.
Tune.
It's awesome.
So the next one we're going to listen to is Bubble Man Stage. It is one of those moments in video gaming that I feel the music matches what's happening on screen so incredibly perfectly. This is just one of those amazing, amazing tunes that just works so well. You get the sense of what this stage feels like from this song. Again, amazing bass line, amazing counter melodies. It is a freaking genius song, among genius songs. So without further ado, here is Bubble Man Stage from Mega Man 2. That song so goddamn much.
So good. I love that little that little theremin sound that's in there.
Yeah, it's that kind of it's got that
warbly, trilly kind of thing. Yeah, I love this. Is what I love talking about music. Like anytime you talk about music, you know, you're like, like you just fucking make noises like an asshole. Yeah. It's great. It's awesome. No, that song is, what's really interesting about that song is that, like, for a stage that takes place primarily underwater, there's not a lot of, like, it's not a very oppressive song, mm-hmm. you know, which you would think maybe you would go for some sort of oppressive kind of thing, but it, you know, underwater and pressure and all of that, but.
Like they've done that in future water-based stages. I mean, I think of a Splash Woman stage, for example. Like it's a very oppressive, dark-sounding song. This one almost leans toward the openness and freedom of the extended jumping
exploration
that you can do
in
that
game.
And in this level, you get that anti-grav jumping. The waterfall that the stage starts with,
this
is what I feel it really matches. And then by the time you get underwater, we talked about that drum sounding like a tom underwater, and it really matches with that. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, like, it doesn't go quite so far as to be the jaunty little tune that, like, Super Mario Brothers has when you first go underwater. Mm-hmm. It's like, do. It's like, what is this? There's fucking squid trying to kill me. This is way too happy. But like, you're right. It kind of gives like this, like a sense of exploration almost. It's really good. And there's a lot going on in that song.
There's a lot going on. The secondary secondary melody, not medley, is all over the place. It sounds bubbly. It's mm-hmm. like they took that into account. It's very, like, you think of fizz in a soda, like all the different bubbles going everywhere. It's kind of all over the place, but it melds together so brilliantly. It's a masterful song.
It is quite excellent.
On the other end of the spectrum. This is not a bad song. I mentioned Banjo Guy Ollie earlier, and he was covering all of the Mega Man 2 music. Was kind of like this thing he was going for, and he got to Heat Man stage, and he just didn't know what to do with it.
It's not much to do.
There's not a lot of song here. Although it reminds me of like one of my favorite moments in all of Mega Man, which was from Mega Man 7 when you get to the Robot Museum. And like a chunk of this music starts playing when you're mm-hmm. walking around the mirror. That's really cool. But yeah, this is an interesting song. So let's go ahead and listen to Heat Man Stage from Mega Man 2. I can't help but feel like half this song is missing.
Yeah, there is, though, a tremendous sense of urgency.
There is. It suits the stage perfectly.
It really does. Like, as a song on its own, it's not particularly interesting to listen to. But taken in the context of the game, of like, it's fucking hot. I need to go.
It does sound, it does give the sound of like bubbling lava out of the percussion in the song, which is great. But when you think about how many parts to all the songs in this game there are, you know, there's really only two pieces of this. It's do 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 do, and then
maybe this was the one where they were like, you know, we're ready to ship the game. Are you done? You got all eight robot masters? Eight? Fuck. I thought there were seven.
then 15 minutes into composing, you're just like, you know, the whole time they're just going to be hearing dude, dude, dude. So it doesn't matter what this song sounds like. Yeah, that's going to be the whole stage anyway.
Bleep,
bleep. Man, those blocks.
Fuck
those blocks. Are just...
Thank goodness for the rush jet.
That was Mega Man 3, dude.
Item 2. Sorry.
Yet another superiority of Mega Man 3, Rush
no,
the Dog.
No, Rush sucked. Fuck Rush.
Hey! Hey!
Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson can go screw.
How dare you?
Fuck, terrible. Oh, good. You can play the bass and the piano with your feet. We're not impressed. You're Canadian. Fuck off. Hey.
Rush the dog, Dan. Rush the dog.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. No, he's all right. He's cute.
Super cool robot dog. Can turn into a jet and a submarine and a spring.
Could never turn into some armor, though. That'd have been helpful.
He turned into armor.
I know.
Mega Man 6, dude.
All right.
Anyway, yeah. I don't really know what else to say about E-Man Stage.
Yeah, it fits the stage, but as a song, it's...
Yeah, meh. Not super interesting. It's neat. It's there. It's definitely the low man on the totem pole in this game, with the exception of the track that I skipped.
Yeah.
We won't be listening to Wily Stage 2 because I think it is an excruciatingly bland song. So we just went ahead and skipped that. So let's move on to something way more interesting. Woodman Stage from Mega Man 2. I think Woodman is awesome. I know Jonathan Fugger, who writes Welcome to the D-List and does the Mutant Musings podcast for Geekade, he does not care for Woodman. I think Woodman is freaking awesome. I love him. I love
Woodman
that
is awesome.
I love that he beats his chest. I love that he's basically a freaking log. Just like I love that Heatman is basically a Zippo lighter.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's fantastic character design. And this stage's music is awesome. This stage's music is... I think probably the most the least fitting for its stage, because mm-hmm. this seems like racing game music to me.
Yeah,
instead of running through the woods, but it doesn't matter because it's so cool it makes up for it. So before we talk any more about it, here is Woodman Stage from Mega Man 2. Exaggeration, that song would fit flawlessly on the Rad Racer soundtrack.
It would. That one is my favorite, by
really?
The way. Yes.
All right.
That's Woodman's, it's so good. I really love the way the bass pauses. Like, it mm-hmm. takes the briefest of moments where you would, like, it cuts a note out, which is awesome.
And it's also the bass line, and this is all just a succession of staccato notes. It's
right.
very just, there's very few like held notes. It's doom, 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 doom. It's a very driving bass line. And it reminds me of racing game music. It really does. It gives me, it feels like it would be right at home on like Rad Racer or Mach Rider or Hang On. Like it kind of fits in that mold to me. So while it's never really equated with ostriches jumping in the woods,
but, sure,
and weird gorillas and, you know, the little bird things that drop robot birds on you, like, you gotta give Dr. Wily credit for some creative robots. I'm gonna design a bird that's gonna have an egg that's gonna be full of tiny other robot birds, like hundreds of little robot birds
tiny,
inside of this
tiny
egg.
Robot birds.
It's gonna be great.
See, now, I think the other reason that I love this song the most in this one is probably not a reason I imagine a ton of people share. But when I was a kid, I was really, really big into Iron Maiden. And there's a very similar quality to Run to the Hills as there is with the Woodman stage song. Hmm. And that is by far like my favorite Maiden song. So like, I don't know if we can sample that like in the break or whatever, like if we take a break, but there's a very similar, like that driving staccato bass is very similar to the drums in Run to the Hills. Uh-huh. So like, I always just kind of felt a very like Iron Maiden vibe, like playing through that stage. So
it's also definitely worth noting that this has one of the best, I guess, intro sequences. Like a lot of these songs will have some way of a little intro piece, and right. then it'll get to the part that loops. And this has probably, in my opinion, the second best one in the game. We'll get to the best in a couple of tracks. In my humble opinion, this is a phenomenal song. I do not hold it against anyone to say that this would be their favorite song in Mega Man 2, because it's great. It's just a wonderful track. And it takes place in a robotic woods.
It's a good stage.
It is. It's a good stage. It's got the fucking dogs, man. Yeah. The fire breathing dogs.
The hot dogs.
The hot.
You didn't call them hot dogs when you were a kid?
I didn't. Wow. That never occurred to me until just now, because I suck professionally.
You certainly do.
Speaking of sucking, Airman stage does the opposite.
Mm. It blows.
Airman blows.
No, that's not.
Yay. That was, wow.
It's Mega Maid, sir.
I think I pulled my back on that one.
She's gone from suck to blow. What have we got on this thing? A Cuisinart? No, sir. Prepare the ship. Prepare the ship. Ludicrous beat. Sorry.
And the rest of the episode is just Dan quoting Spaceballs.
What's the matter, Colonel Sanders? Chicken? Oh, shit. It's so funny.
All right. Well, here is...
Play the song before this just devolves. Sorry.
Track number 8, Airman Stage. Airman Stage from Mega Man 2. Dan, how do you feel about that song?
I like it. It's not my favorite. There's because we're old, Chris, and like rock and roll music and heavy metal and like all that stuff, like guitar solos are not really a thing in modern music anymore. So like when I say that there are moments in this song where it feels like the guitar player would be showing off during the solo. Like, you get it, and a lot... And, like, then the fucking pick slide down the string, like, and the pinch notes and shit. Like, there's a lot of, like... This is one of the few songs where, You know, like in Bubble Man stage, there's so much going on, but it all kind of fits. In Airman, it's a good song, but it feels like there's too much. Like it feels a little showy.
I can get behind that. I kind of dislike this song for a different reason. It's not a bad song, and there's a lot of really great parts to it. But this is, it's never really been my favorite song in the game. And I know this is probably coming off as sacrilegious to a lot of people, because I know there's a lot of folks who think that the Airman song is one of the best in the game. And I just don't share that. And I think it's the opening chunk of it. Like, there is no crazy cool intro to this song. It just goes right into where it loops. And I've never really liked the main chunk of the song, the da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. I've never liked that part of the song.
It's okay.
Just doesn't do it for me.
I also the rest really of it, I think, hate is really this great. Stage.
Yeah, this stage is weird.
I don't care for it.
It's
never
I like the idea of it, but those faces have always, the giant creepy heads that you jump on with the horns, they've always
it's broken.
It's very unnerving.
Yeah.
they've always just kind of, this stage just always struck me as very, very odd and not in a, it's so hard to do any of that without taking a hit, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And it's not even that it's hard, because it's not gonna kill you. It's just like, you know, all right.
It's just annoying.
Sit there and really wait for it to come up. Yeah, exactly. It's annoying. I'm not nuts about this stage, and I'm not nuts about this song. It does have some really, really cool points to it, like the way the drums kind of that little triple hit there is really cool. There's a lot of really good starts and stops in there. It's composed very well. It's just I don't like that main chunk of the song. And if you don't like the main chunk of the song, the rest of it can't really make up for that.
Yeah, I just don't love it.
You're welcome. But this next one I do love. This is the one that I alternate just trying to decide whether or not this is my favorite track in the game or Bubble Man stage. And I was just feeling a little bit more Bubble Man today, but really, it's a close tie with Flashman stage.
This is my number two.
This music is so goddamn good, and the stage is great, but the music is next level great. So, if by some stretch of the imagination you've never heard this before, strap yourself in for a real treat. This is Flashman stage from Mega Man 2. Let's pick this apart. There's so much going on in this song that I love. You've got, first off, this is, in my opinion, hands down the best intro chunk, because it's diabolical.
It's like a spy movie.
Yeah, it's just kind of menacing. It's oh god, that intro is so badass. And then you get to just the way it transitions into the main chunk of the music there, just that it's and then it just the whole feel of it just kind of turns into this very full, everything is playing together at the same time, and it's so complicated because that secondary melody is all over the map, and I never really appreciated it until I heard The Advantage cover this song, where I was hearing it on real instruments, and I really got to hear that secondary melody on its own, mm-hmm. and just kind of listen to the way it fits together. And oh my god, like the main melody of it is just badass. That that's completely badass on its own, but it's going yeah. with these just tons of little staccato notes that are going. It fits so well, and the way that melody, that secondary melody, kind of starts and stops so frequently, it's got this very strange cadence to it. It really kind of adds this incredible complexity to this relatively simplistic primary melody. And oh, this song is a friggin' work of art. It is so goddamn good, and so it's so menacing sounding. Like Flashman with his weird chin strap in the game does not look all that menacing, but like you can't help but feel this menace throughout the whole course of the stage, you know, combined with the giant jumping walker leg things. Those are also pretty menacing, but this whole stage has this sense of menace to it, and it really stems from this music, and it's just brilliant.
It's very, very cool. Like I really do. I like the way it kind of starts off, almost like it reminds me very much of like a spy movie, but gets into this sort of like eerie, dreadful, like it fits very much with the stage of like this weird, just where in the fuck would that stage even exist?
it's like an
underground cavern of like
weird gems. Glowy slippery like, gems. Like it's not ice, right? It can't no. be ice, but it acts like ice. It's almost like glowy glass or something. I don't know what this stage is, but it's weird and I love it.
The stage feels very alien, and there's an alien kind of quality to the music as well.
Yeah, I can hear that, definitely alien. Because it's just, if you've never played it before, again, what's wrong with you? But if you've never played Mega Man 2 before, this stage's music is this stage is like these weird blue rocks, I guess. They're just these rectangles that are glowing different shades of blue, mm-hmm. and this weird blue stone looking background. It's such a weird and unique stage, and it's a complete opposite of Airman stage, where Airman stage is weird in a totally different way. This one is weird cool, and yeah. Airman stage is kind of weird, just weird off-putting. But this song is so goddamn good. It's so goddamn good. I love that song. All right, let's move on. As we've got a bunch more to listen to. So let's keep this train a moving and move on to our next track, which is Quick Man Stage. I have a lot to say about this one, but we'll do it after we listen to the song. So here it is. Again, that was Quick Man Stage from Mega Man 2. Dan, what are your feelings on this one?
So I had never noticed until just now listening to it that the background melody in this sounds very much like a YouTube video of somebody trying to play a song on like CD-ROM drives. you know, like printers.
I know what you're talking about. Holy crap.
And that's the only thing I could hear. Like, once that clicked in my brain, I was like, oh, this is when people like do that. I didn't hear any of the rest of the song. it's all I could fucking hear, which is weird. I feel like this song, this should have been a Lechman stage.
Yes. Yeah. Because that thing sounds like electric zappy stuff.
Yeah. This would have been, I don't feel like this one, I feel like out of all of them, this one fits Quickman the least.
Hmm.
I don't know. I could
be
wrong.
Yeah, it's not, it is definitely driving. See, I have a weird history with whether or not I like this song. Because I didn't used to like this song at all. This used to be my least favorite track in the game.
Right.
And then I heard some bands cover this song. And it's that zappy noise thing that bothers me. And if you go back and listen to Vicky and I's Mega Man 1 episode, it's a really similar situation. This is one of the musical through lines that you can pick up on between Mega Man 1 and 2 is the Fireman stage also has these weird little ding 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 ding, that weird kind of twingy zappy sound. And here it is again. But if you take that away, there's a really good song under that, which I never really noticed because I was either frustrated because of the insta-kill lasers in the stage, or I'm distracted by that weird zappy noise that runs throughout the whole thing. But it wasn't until I started hearing bands like the mini bosses and whatnot cover this song that I realized that it's actually a really good song. It's just kind of marred by that weird effect that for some reason Tataishi decided to throw in here. I don't know why. It's weird, and it really, I feel like it takes away a lot from the song. But it's got a really clever. It's kind of hard to tell which one's supposed to be the bass and which one's supposed to be the counter melody in this one. Mm-hmm. I really like the way things come together and the little staccato dun, 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 towards the end of it. But you've also got that kind of really awesome bass that's going up and down in the background. It's a really, really interesting song if you can kind of ignore the weird zappy noises that are going on.
Yeah, I couldn't. So I'm going to have to go back and try again.
It's like somebody's repeatedly shoving a fork in an outlet or something.
It's not great.
It's
not
great.
A great noise.
Yeah, it's very strange. An odd choice, but whatever. Okay, so we're going to move on to the last Robot Master song of the night. And this is my sister's favorite song of the game. This is one of my sister's favorite video game songs ever, which my sister doesn't listen to a lot of video game music, but we used to play video games together a lot when we were kids, and she loves this song to death, as well as the dying music in Wizards and Warriors, which is
which happens quite often.
It does. So this is you're talking about odd man out songs in a game. This song is nothing like any of the rest of the tracks in this game. It is kooky and very lighthearted, and well, it's Crash Man stage, so let's give it a listen. Thank you.
Yeah, that one's weird. I love the fact that, like, as soon as it started playing, you giggled. Like, I don't know if that's going to be kept in there, but that was funny.
Yeah, it's this song's so ridiculous.
It really is.
It is.
I like it though.
Oh, I love it. It's a great song.
I like it
a
lot.
It's just completely freaking ridiculous.
doesn't really make a lot of sense in the game.
And like this Crash Man's stage doesn't make a lot of sense, but Crash Man is menacing as hell. Like
he really is. He's fucking hard.
He's hard. He jumps. He doesn't have hands. He has freaking sticky bombs for hands. Like this guy is a murder machine, and his whole stage is just these weird little like these moving platforms on tracks, and there's lots of waiting, and there's more of those bird things with eggs full of other birds, and those guys that pull the strings on their heads and have giant suction cups. There's nothing that isn't weird about this stage.
There's really
nothing
not.
At all. But it's this music is so happy. It's I don't even know how to describe it.
I like it
so
a lot.
Weird.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's complex. It's got a really great, you know, counter melody, and just it's super fun. It's just such a weird choice for this game. An incredibly weird choice for this game.
Yeah, I don't really have much to say about it. It's just so odd.
It is a complete and total oddball song, but I'm glad it's there. So, the next song is... it's one of the best video game songs ever made. I don't even
it
know
really
what
is.
Else to say about it. It's just... It's an incredible song. Dr. Wily Stage 1 from Mega Man 2. Prepare your ear holes for awesomeness.
Yeah, it's the best one. That wins.
Yeah. So, I mean, let's try to break this down. I mean, you've got just an extraordinary bass line that is not afraid to go into some really, really high notes, which is in a song this driving and fast paced is, I would say is maybe even a little bit of a risky move, but it pulls it off so flawlessly. There's nothing wrong with this song.
There's really not. And like, this is the one, like when people think about Mega Man music, like this is the song that most people are hearing in their heads.
Absolutely. This is the most iconic Mega Man music, I think. And it's because it's just so goddamn good. It is freaking flawless. If anything, the stage doesn't live up to it until you get to the dragon. Because the stage is just kind of like, it's there, it's neat, but it's not as menacing as you would expect based on this music. And the music does so much to carry the tension of being in, you're now in the Wily stages. You're past the point of picking a robot master. You're now in the end game stages, and you hear this music, and it's playing through this incredible stage, and then this relatively okay stage. It's not an incredible stage. It's incredible music playing through an okay stage, and then a giant robot dragon shows up, and you're like, oh my god, this is the greatest game ever. That dragon is amazing.
It really does make the whole thing feel very important.
It does, yeah. And it's such a contrast as we just went from Crash Man stage to this. It is an incredible contrast of seriousness. It's got exactly the right amount of weight to it. This song is legitimately, I know this word has gotten used to death, but this song is legitimately epic. It really is an epic tune, and it is. Oh god, it's so good. It's so good. I could listen to it all day. In fact, I have. Permanent loop all day long.
Good to know.
Hey, it's every piece of it just works. I don't even know what else to say. It's every piece of it just works. It's marvelous. So we got two left. And this next one is probably one of the most interesting ones, I think, to listen to on its own, because if you're playing the original game, you don't really get to hear this. You don't really get to hear this the way that you'll be hearing it now, because every time this comes up, at some point you're going to get the enemy's health bar filling up, which is going to cut out a piece of the music because there's not enough sound channels to play it over it. I didn't hear this song in its entirety until the Mega Man Anniversary Collection, where they kind of took all the music and didn't limit the number of sound channels, which was really, really interesting. So when you would do, a lot of NES games will do this, they'll use the noise channel to do like the drums in a song. So if you're having a bunch of sound effects happening at the time, the drums will just drop out of the music until they come back, until you're done making the sound effects. And with this boss music, you hear the first chunk of it, and then it all just kind of goes away because all you hear is that of the enemy's health filling up. And hearing the song on its own, it always just tickles me. It's not like it's the most interesting piece of music ever, but it is some of my favorite boss music ever from any game. I think it's definitely one of the best Mega Man boss musics, if not the best. And it's some of the best boss music you'll ever hear. So without further ado, here is boss music from Mega Man 2. Similar to what I was talking about in the Wily Stage 1 music, the bass line in this is so high.
It is very, very high.
And for some reason,
the song is still really imposing.
It is. It's very imposing. It's very dangerous. It's very action-filled. It's very energetic. It is some of the most perfect boss music there is. I can think of two examples of boss music I like better than this, and one of them is from Rocket Knight Adventures, and the other one is from Mega Man 3, the Wily boss stage music. And even those are just off the top of my head possible examples. Like,
right,
This is some goddamn good music. This song is so good. That bass line is really carries it. It's the main melody, the primary melody is very, very solid. It's badass, but that bass line, that high pitched bass line, just pulls this together, and it's so intense. It's great music. Great music.
Yeah, I love this.
All right, let's call it a night. Well, not let's call it a night. We're gonna obviously talk after.
Good night, Chris.
Good night. Keep playing games. So the last song we're going to listen to is Staff Roll, which is the ending credits music, which is it's mostly the same song as the intro, but
right.
It's got some interesting bits tacked onto the end of it. And I usually like to end these music episodes on the end credits music because that's, you know, the way the games end. So our last song of the evening is Staff Roll from Mega Man 2. So give it a listen. Drum solo at the very end really ties it together.
I like that it's got the item music in it.
It does. It's got the item music in it. It's got all these weird little sour notes. It's such a weird tune. I don't think
it's a great ending song.
But neither is the... See, we also skipped another track, which yeah. Which is... Man, if I thought Wily Stage 2 was boring... It's the weird... This game has such a weird ending, man.
It does.
What a weird ending. So you get through this awesome action-packed game, and then you get this weird, like, sad Mega Man walking somber. Through the seasons with yeah. this really depressing music, and then he looks up, and then his helmet's laying in the grass.
That's very strange.
What the hell did I just watch? Like, it is really, really bizarre. This does not make a lick of sense. But anyway, then after that you get this, which is where the credits play, and it's cool, man. It's the main theme of Mega Man 2.
Yeah. Like I said, I like it. It's weird as an ending song. It doesn't feel like it brings a sense of closure to anything. It feels like you're just getting on to the next chapter. You know
what I
mean?
It feels more like it's just like thanks. It feels like thanks for playing our game. Like it yeah. definitely pulls you back out of the experience. Which I mean, at this point, this is still pretty early on in epic games history. You know,
that's a good point.
Having a game be super epic wasn't. Yeah, you know, we're not at the point where Mega Man's like holding his Mega Buster up to Wily's head, considering breaking the rules of robotics and just murdering the dude.
Asimov was fucking wrong.
I will kill you. Mega Man 7's crazy. I love Mega Man 7. I don't care what anyone says. Mega Man 7 is freaking rad. It's a weird way to end it, but it was a weird game to begin with. So.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have it.
It is such an excellent collection of music. Like, everything really, like I said, minus like Quick Man, it really all just kind of fits very much the theme of each stage. It is very much of its era. Like, even it's so funny listening to like chiptune music that was made like in the 2000s. Definitely sounds like 2000. Like, this sounds like 80s music. You know, this is like fucking like, this isn't all that different from Lady Hawks and shit, like, or whatever. Is that what that movie's called?
Lady Hawk. Lady Hawk, I think so. Yeah.
Movie's terrible, but like, but like, there's just there. It evokes a lot of those same. It's so weird, but it's
it is definitely a product of its time, and it's done really, really well. Like, it's like listening to the Goonies soundtrack. Cyndi Lauper's awesome. There's a reason this shit is considered legendary. It's because it's all so damn good. And there's been countless bands that have covered this music countless ways. And it's usually pretty decent because it all works out. It's kind of hard to screw this up. It's kind of hard to screw music this good up.
Yeah.
And it works on every conceivable level. And I love it.
Yeah. Maybe we would have gotten more games in the Rad Racer series if they would have used some of this music.
Perhaps. Well, the Rad Racer 2 I didn't think was great, so.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
need more Mega Man music.
Rad Racer 2.
Good job, Square.
Needs more Mega Man music. Good job, Squeenix. You weren't even Squeenix back then, but.
Squaresoft. And their logo was a damn triangle. What the hell?
Fucking trying to make this hard to understand? I'm 7. God damn it.
I'm just going to turn triangles into fucking squares. Dragon Ball Z Abridged is great. And that's our show. Yes, that is our show. Thank you very much for sticking it out. I hope you enjoyed this even a fraction as much as I did. I love talking about video game music.
This episode of Waveback with a lot more swearing.
Yes, this is a much dirtier Waveback episode. Anyway, join us next week when we'll be joined by author Patrick Hickey Jr. to talk about his new book about how games are made, specific games. I've read a preview chapter, and I'm very interested to hear more about the book. It's going to be a cool conversation. Anyway, once again, you can get in touch with us at mail@geekade.com, as well as all flavors of social media that we inhabit. You can like us on Facebook, find us on Instagram at Geekade, subscribe to our YouTube and Twitch channels for all our latest video content, and follow us on Twitter at @_Geekade. You can also find us individually on Twitter. I'm at Geekade Chris, that's Geekade KRIS, and Dan is at
Geekade Dan.
If you're interested in more information about anything we discussed here tonight, be sure to check out our show notes. And while you're at it, you can also subscribe to this and any of our other wonderful podcasts on iTunes or Stitcher, where if you're super nice, you can leave us a review. Please leave us a review. It helps us out a lot, because any and all feedback is welcome and appreciated. We'd also like to thank our intrepid editor, Evan, for making this show listenable for all you folks. And we'd also like to thank Mark TDK Knight for our show's theme song. You can check him out on SoundCloud and Bandcamp, or his website, which we have a link to in the show notes. Again, always remember to keep your eyes on Geekade.com, where we post something new every single day. Damn it, we're gonna do it this month.
That's
it's right. Gonna freaking happen.
That's right.
And just also a thank you to Takeshi and the folks at Capcom for making this music to begin with. We do not own the rights to this music. We are not profiting off of it in any way, shape, or form. But yeah,
you're not.
Dan is. He's rolling in it.
I'm rolling, fucking. 30 stacks deep. I got Conor McGregor money. I have bitch no you shut the fuck up money. That's what I have.
So yes, please leave us some feedback on this. If you, as of right now, the plan is to do one of these music episodes once a month. Dan and I will alternate picking which game we go with, or maybe we'll do online polls like we did with the summer series and see which songs people want us to listen to. And again, we won't do it more than once a month, and it may even be less than once a month depending on our schedules and whatnot. But
that's right. Next
let
month,
us know if
Excite
this is something
Bike.
Yeah. Excite Bike. It'll be a 5-minute episode.
It's gonna be great. It's gonna be a 5-minute episode, or it's gonna be a 30-second song that we dissect for 2.5 hours.
Well, there are a couple of different versions of it that play in the game.
See?
Yeah.
It's already there. We're already up to an hour.
There we go. I already regret my decision to let Dan pick games. All right, so thank you very much again for listening. That is it, everybody. On behalf of Dan and myself, keep playing games.